Welcome to the Frictionless Innkeeper Podcast. Coming right up, fresh tips and insights from lodging professionals aimed at helping you improve your business. Our podcast is brought to you by the Frictionless Guest App, which helps improve your guest stay without adding more to your day. Learn how at frictionlessguest.com. Hi, Steve. How are you doing today? We got a good podcast coming up here with Tim Wilson, Director of Sales at B&B Finder. And yeah, this is, I'd not known much about their business. I think they have a different business model that's out there when it comes to bookings. And what's your take?
Yeah. Well, I love their mission. You know, they've filled a gap that's been unfilled for a while now. And that is a place where people like me can go to when we want to find a bed and breakfast online without having to search through Google and all kinds of stuff. It's the place you can go to find a true B&B in, you know, that sort of thing. And they are on a mission, definitely. They're all about the independent innkeeper. And, you know, and Tim's a super great guy to talk with, very knowledgeable. So, yeah, I think that really worthwhile podcast and a really worthwhile company. Plus, Tim's a deadhead. We found that out. We should be honest with our listeners that, you know, you and I are big music people. We're musicians ourselves, right? And we found out in talking with Tim when we did the prep call that, you know, he's into music heavily as well. Yeah. So that was cool to be able to find a kindred spirit when it comes to music.
I agree. Yes, he definitely was a kindred spirit, a great guy. And we hope you all enjoy this Frictionless Innkeeper podcast interview with Tim Wilson, who is the director of sales at B&B Finder, which is building the largest online platform for direct and commission-free bookings for professionally operating inns, B&Bs, and small boutique lodging. Okay. And Tim and Steve, thanks for joining this episode. How are you both doing today?
Doing great. Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Excellent, Tim. Thanks. Steve, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Matt, as usual. Tim, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, great to be here.
Awesome. Yeah, well, let's go ahead and kick it off from the top then. Tim, if you don't mind, tell us about B&B Finder, company's background, history, and all that good stuff.
Perfect. Yeah, thanks. So B&B Finder, we are aiming to be the largest online platform for professionally operating inns, bed and breakfasts, and small boutique lodging. We're all about the small business owners and trying to support them in every way that we can with as many direct and commission-free bookings that we can provide. We think that, you know, over the last 20, 25 years, there's been a lot of, you know, companies that have grown quite large and quite powerful. And in a lot of ways, you know, they have kind of overlooked the traditional, you know, professionally operating inns and B&Bs. And so we're here, you know, trying to put a stake in the ground to bring some of the focus and some of the attention back to the properties that we know and love. And in my case, have worked with for, you know, now 22 years. And so B&B Finder, it's not a new company. It's a 20 plus year old company that was originally founded by a woman named Mary White. She owned and operated the company up until 2019, which is when Eric Goldreyer, the original owner and original creator of bedandbreakfast.com, bought B&B Finder from Mary White. He had sold his company, bedandbreakfast.com, back in 2010 to HomeAway, who at the time was the parent company for VRBO. And then HomeAway ended up getting bought by Expedia in 2015, and then ultimately shut bedandbreakfast.com down. I think it was June of 2020. And so Eric, you know, after he sold bedandbreakfast.com, he actually bought a 16-room inn himself out in the Hill Country of Texas, just outside of Austin, and still owns the property today. It's the Sage Hill Inn and Spa. But as a property owner, he's seen, you know, some of the challenges of a small lodging operator as it relates to working with some of the much larger companies. And so wanted to get back into it. Didn't want to start at the very bottom, though. And so the opportunity came up to acquire B&B Finder, who was, you know, a former competitor of ours when we were at bedandbreakfast.com, always a friendly competitor, but it worked out great. Mary was looking to get out of the business and Eric was wanting to get back in. And so we were able to buy B&B Finder in April of 2019. And since then have been building the company back up and trying to become the global face for the professionally operating inns and bed and breakfasts.
That's great. Yeah. Tell us a little bit more about how you're different. I mean, you talk about not being commission-based. That's truly unique, right?
Yeah. You know, these days, you know, most of the companies that you know, the names you've heard of do operate on a commission basis. And, you know, on one hand, that's great because you're, quote, paying for performance as a lodging provider and theoretically only paying when these companies are sending you business. But in a lot of cases, these companies have become so big and so dominant, you know, in the search rankings on Google, that, you know, they can steer a lot of business away from you or a property owner directly. So folks who may have historically booked directly with a property might now be better incentivized, let's say, to book through one of the larger OTA sites. And then the property owner is paying anywhere, you know, from a 15 to 18, maybe 20% commission on those reservations. You know, maybe you're a repeat guest who's stayed with the property a number of times, who maybe now books through an OTA and, you know, is costing that lodging operator 20% of their revenue on that booking. So we are trying to become the largest source for direct and commission-free bookings. There's been a, I would say, quite a movement over the past, I'd say 5 to 8 years of properties trying to acquire more and more direct business. Having, I guess, worked with some of these larger companies, I've seen some of the challenges of, for a traveler, for example, who books a nice little bed and breakfast up in New England and something goes awry with their reservation and they end up having to just call the property to figure things out. They end up having to call this generally a call center, you know, perhaps overseas or elsewhere, where, you know, the person they're working with really has no involvement with the property and isn't, I would say, as equipped to get a resolution for the traveler. And so, you know, our thought has always been that the best experience for a traveler is working directly with the small property that they will be staying with. And I think most small property owners would say that the best experience for them is working directly with their guest that will be staying with them. And so that's what we're trying to facilitate. We want to try to facilitate these direct bookings with these small business owners, these small lodging proprietors, feeling that that's the best experience for everybody involved. And so that's what we're doing here, trying to promote direct and commission-free bookings.
And you're not a booking engine, right? So like the OTAs, you're booking, I guess, directly through them, right? Whereas, you all are not a booking engine. Is that right?
That's correct. You're right. So when you book a reservation through an OTA, which is, you know, an online travel agent, it's sites like Expedia, you know, booking.com, that kind of site, 100% of your transaction takes place on those sites. So you pay through those sites and then the property, you know, ends up either being reimbursed by one of those sites or paying a commission through those sites. With B&B Finder, we're all about sending the business directly to the property's website, their own personal website, where, you know, nowadays there's a much higher, I would say, level of sophistication with a lot of the small lodging operators, complete with booking engines that are, you know, fully secure and PCI compliant on their own websites, so that, you know, these days travelers aren't at risk for, you know, fraud or nefarious, you know, activity as much as maybe they might have been in the past. And so, yeah, we are not a booking engine. We are a platform for travelers to research the independent, unique properties that we work with. And really, you know, we link out to their websites. That's, I would say, a big part of what we do for the properties. But I think that's also what makes it great for the traveler, because, you know, to really understand an independently owned and operated property, you know, I think you really kind of need to see that property's website. You know, when you look at an OTA site and every property on there is, you know, basically represented in the exact same way, just different pictures and different copy about their property, it's hard to really, I think, gauge the level of quality of the property. You know, of course, there's reviews and things like that. But until you get to an independent property's owner's website, you're not really getting a real feel for what that independent property is all about. So we think it's really, you know, kind of important. And we think that most travelers probably want to see what an independent properties website looks like before they book, because I think that kind of, you know, helps them feel comfortable staying with that independent property. Maybe saying it a little bit differently, you know, if you stay at a chain hotel, you're pretty comfortable with that, you know, brand experience across all of their properties. If you've stayed in one branded chain hotel, you're going to feel pretty, you know, secure staying in another one of their hotels in another location. But with, you know, Bed and Breakfast and Inns, these are all independently owned, independently operated, unique properties. There are no two that are, you know, really the same. And so to be able to kind of see their own flavor and their own style through their website, we think is really important and only, you know, enhances the overall experience for everybody.
Yeah, it's a good point. I mean, I guess the OTAs want you to be more, they want to commoditize the stay, right? Because that just means people just will keep coming back to them. But now my wife and I are huge B&B people. So, I mean, first off, I would think that you'd want B&B Finder to become, from a brand perspective, to become kind of the go-to place for people like us to search, right? So, I mean, I could go in. So as a guest, if I'm not aware of you, I'm going to go in and maybe search, let's say, hey, we're thinking about doing a three-day weekend in wine country in Virginia, let's say. So I could go in and if I'm looking for bed and breakfast in Virginia or whatever, I'm likely to see B&B Finder show up in the search results, you know, hopefully more likely than an OTA, for example. So I'm assuming I get to it that way but eventually you want me to just not even go to Google. You want me to go to B&B Finder because that's what I'm looking for anyway. That's what frustrates me about Google when you put in bed and breakfast and the hotels show up, you know? So maybe talk about that.
Yeah. So since we acquired the company in April of 2019, well, so first of all, we launched a brand new B&B Finder website in October of 2019. So about 6 months after we bought the company, we launched our brand new website, which is the website that you see today. It has evolved since October of 2019 when it launched. But yeah, when we got a hold of the company, the site was, we discovered, in, I would say, pretty bad shape. The SEO was not great on the site, and it had a lot of broken pages and broken links, causing it to, in a lot of ways and in a lot of places, fall out of the rankings in the search engines that, you know, it had enjoyed, you know, the prior 16 years or so of operation prior to us getting a hold of the company. And so when we got a hold of it, we realized pretty quickly that we were going to have to do a lot of work to sort of climb back up the rankings there in Google. Well, so we launched our new site in October of 2019. And then, gosh, about, I guess, 5 months later, the world kind of came to a screeching halt with the pandemic. And, you know, I think that certainly impacted hospitality almost in every way possible and not necessarily in a positive way. And so for us as a, you know, small privately owned company, there were certainly challenges there for us, but it also gave us a really great opportunity, kind of almost as a, what I might call like a restartup. We were not, you know, it's an older company, but we were the newer ownership. And basically, you know, I don't want to say starting over, but in a lot of ways, starting over. So over the pandemic, we poured in a tremendous amount of resources into creating a tremendous amount of unique content to our site, unique to B&B Finder. And that, along with, you know, roughly a dozen other, I guess you could say, strategy initiatives where we were working on our website's SEO to sort of climb back to the top of the rankings in Google, we found a lot of success. So over the past, I guess, 6 to 9 months or so, we have seen a very marked improvement in our rankings in the search engines. And along with that has come and is still coming a lot more traffic to our site. And we're sending a lot more business to our members of our site. And, you know, we are really pleased with what we have, I guess, as a very small team accomplished as it relates to our own rankings in the search engines when compared to a lot of the much, much larger multi-thousand person, you know, multi-billion dollar organizations that effectively we're competing with. So for us, you know, we kind of almost feel like it's us kind of against the world in the sense that we're competing with these much larger sites, but in a very narrow segment of travel. We want to promote professionally operating inns and bed and breakfasts. And, you know, for us, a bed and breakfast is, you know, in the traditional sense, a bed and breakfast. It's not what I think maybe more folks think of as a bed and breakfast these days, based on Airbnb kind of borrowing, you know, the name there, so to speak. I hear from traditional innkeepers all the time when they're talking about that, how, you know, how do they call themselves B&B when there is no breakfast in a lot of cases? And so I've heard that one, boy, 100 times from innkeepers just kind of ruminating about that company. And so, you know, we're all about the professionals, folks who, you know, offer this very unique experience. And, you know, they're again, I guess what we very, I guess, technically call the professionally operating inns and B&Bs. We think there's a big difference there between that and vacation rental type property, which may borrow that name.
Yeah, that was pretty diplomatic, Tim, as far as the Airbnb borrowed. I'd say more like raided the name, right?
That, you know, that could be said for sure. But, you know, we're all pretty friendly here. And so we're, you know, we think there's plenty for everybody out there. We love bed and breakfasts. I've, you know, personally been working with inns and innkeepers and B&Bs for over 22 years now. And, you know, we've seen their challenges, we've seen their successes, and we've seen sort of what's, as you said earlier, kind of become this commoditized, you know, travel industry where now, you know, according to a lot of these sites, it's just a lodging property, whether it's, you know, a mega hotel or resort or a vacation rental or a bed and breakfast. At the end of the day, to, you know, a lot of these companies that we're talking about, it's just lodging. Right. But to us, it's a pretty unique experience and one that, you know, we are huge champions of.
Yeah. Well, in fairness, I guess Airbnb didn't know at the time that that's what would happen is that, you know, the bed and breakfasts would be, especially younger travelers would kind of misconstrue what it's all about. You know, maybe a new word will or phrase will emerge at some point to somehow describe a unique property that's, you know, where service is a big part of the offering, as opposed to just, you know, where you plunk your head at night. So, yeah,
I think those lines have definitely been blurred. And I think, you know, we'd like to try to clarify there a little bit because, yeah, there's a big difference. And it's on every level of the business, you know, whether it be the insurance that the property may need to carry or the inspection that the property may need to do with their state or, you know, food and beverage and so forth. It's just an entirely different animal. And so, you know, that's, I think, also why we call them professionally operating inns and B&Bs, because, you know, so many of these innkeepers that we work with, you know, attend annual conferences to learn how to be, you know, safer with their food preparation and learn how to do, you know, so many different aspects of running a hospitality business on a very, I hate to say it, but hotel level, you know, professional level. And I don't think that the same, you know, could be said as easily or universally about, you know, what we call, you know, the short-term rental owners or vacation rental owners.
Yeah. Now you all have a boatload of properties that use B&B Finder, right? And you're worldwide, is that right?
We are, yeah. So we're based in Austin, Texas. We do have now about 10,000 independently owned and operated B&Bs and inns listed on B&B Finder around the globe. We have, I would say our stronger presence right now is in the United States and Canada, but we're ranking all over the place, all over the globe for the bed and breakfast terms. And so, you know, the international bed and breakfast, I guess, industry has always been a little bit different, you know, I think, than the domestic bed and breakfast industry. And when we were at bedandbreakfast.com, we saw that as well. We had, you know, a lot of properties in the US. And then towards, you know, the last 5 years or so of the company, we generated a lot more business internationally as well. So yes, our goal is to ultimately be that globally facing platform for professionally operating inns and B&Bs around the world. We want to be kind of that one-stop shop for anybody who's, you know, looking for that kind of experience to quickly and easily be able to find the property that they're looking for and, you know, most interested in.
Yeah, very cool. So talk about, you've got a couple different levels, don't you, in terms of, you know, if I'm a property and I want to use B&B Finder, you've got a couple different sort of membership or whatever you want to call it levels. Is that right?
Yeah, we do. Thanks for asking. Yeah. So we are an advertising platform. Our members pay us a monthly or annual fee to be on our website. You know, again, we don't charge a commission. So it's just a flat monthly fee. It's the same fee every month, which, you know, we think folks appreciate from a budgeting standpoint. And we also think that, you know, folks like realizing 100% of their revenue on their bookings. And so to, I guess, facilitate that, we do offer properties different levels of membership to work with us. We have four different membership levels. We have a silver membership, gold membership, platinum membership, and diamond collection membership. And so kind of, you know, as the precious metals and gemstones may suggest, the higher the membership level that you have, the more opportunity for exposure through us. At the end of the day, we're basically a media platform where properties pay us based on the exposure and the reach that we can provide. So, you know, basically saying it, the higher your membership level, the greater your opportunity to be found through our website, the greater level of detail that you can show about your property on our website, giving travelers more information about your property. But our memberships start as low as $19.50 a month, and we don't even require an annual contract with our members. So our members can cancel at any time. So it's a great way for folks to be able to give us a try and let us, you know, try to earn their business. And if we're not, you know, they're free to cancel and try something else. But we think we should, you know, have a pretty good chance of earning their business. And I would say, too, that I don't know that there are any bigger supporters out there of, you know, this specific segment of lodging. We've been doing this for a very long time. Eric Goldreyer started bedandbreakfast.com back in the mid 90s and, you know, still owns a bed and breakfast today. So, you know, he's going on now, you know, 25 plus years in this industry. I joined bedandbreakfast.com back in 1999. Pre, you know, dot-com bubble. And so have been, you know, working with inns and B&Bs since 99. Janice Hurley, who is our general manager here at bedandbreakfast.com or at B&B Finder, she joined bedandbreakfast.com back in 2001. She actually left at a point and actually became the general manager of a bed and breakfast up in Vermont, the Inn at the Round Barn Farm. And so ran a bed and breakfast for 2 years up there in Vermont and then came back into the online travel side of the business and rejoined bedandbreakfast.com. But now she's our general manager here at B&B Finder. And so really just to say that, you know, the folks that are here at B&B Finder have, you know, basically built their careers around this industry and have been, you know, pretty laser focused on this industry, you know, between just the three of us right there for, gosh, almost 75 years. And so it's a team of folks who are very passionate about, you know, the innkeepers that we work with and want to support them in every way that we possibly can.
Yeah. Talking about the tiers, I assume that if I start off at a lower tier that I can bump up or bump down or I can change, right? You're saying that because membership or whatever licensing, subscribing is something you can drop, you know, month to month, like you say. So I can change if I want to, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. And the diamond collection is a little different, right? That's something that you have to be approved on, basically vetted on. Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah. Thanks for bringing that up. So yeah, any of our membership levels are, you know, available to professionally operating inns and B&Bs. We do require that, you know, some form of breakfast be, you know, available to the guest with their stay. We do also require that the property be 40 rooms or less, unless it's an historical property. We think that, you know, properties with a historical significance have, you know, maybe a similar interest to a traveler as a unique and independently owned property. So we will work with, you know, some larger historical properties. But yeah, to your point, Steve, the Diamond Collection is really the only membership that we offer that has any kind of, you know, other requirement or aspects there to be in that program. It's, I wouldn't necessarily call it an inspection-based program, but members of the B&B Finder Diamond Collection basically have to qualify in one of a handful of different ways. So the way that a property would qualify is if the property is an active member of Select Registry, which is an inspection-based service, they would qualify for the B&B Finder Diamond Collection. If the property is inspected and rated by AAA as 3 diamonds or higher, they would also qualify to be a part of the Diamond Collection. If the property is rated by Forbes as 3 stars or higher, it used to be a mobile rating, now it's a Forbes rating, and if the property is 3 stars or higher, that would also qualify the property for the B&B Finder Diamond Collection. And then if the property is perhaps a member of Reliant Chateau, which is a very exclusive group of very high-end properties around the world, that would also qualify the property for the B&B Finder Diamond Collection. And then finally, the property can also qualify. We think, you know, all these inspections are great, but we also think it's really important that, you know, travelers are speaking very highly of these properties that we're working with in our Diamond Collection also. So one of the other qualifying option for a property is if the property has been awarded the TripAdvisor Certificate of Excellence for each of the past 3 consecutive years, demonstrating that consistent high level, you know, satisfaction with their guests, that would also qualify the property for the Diamond Collection. So those are, you know, I guess the requirements for that property. The Silver, Gold, and Platinum memberships don't have those similar requirements, but the Diamond Collection does. And I guess the background there is we actually used to have a similar program at bedandbreakfast.com where we actually did our own in-house inspections. So we had a team of inspectors where we would send, you know, the inspector out to the property to physically inspect the property. They would stay the night at the property. And we found that just to be a bit of a challenge to manage. And with so many other, you know, I would say great inspection-based agencies out there, we felt we didn't need to necessarily reinvent the inspection wheel, so to speak. And so to kind of streamline a little bit, we felt here at B&B Finder that, you know, if the property has one of those other, you know, inspections already, or those great reviews from travelers on TripAdvisor, that's going to qualify that property for our Diamond Collection. So the Diamond Collection is basically, I would say, you know, some of the most professionally operated inns and B&Bs out there. They provide a very high level, high satisfaction degree of service. They're very, you know, high-end type properties offering a very consistent high-level experience for their guests. And I think, you know, most of our members do that. But the Diamond Collection is something where they've been inspected and approved by these different agencies, you know, further validating, you know, the work that they're doing there at their property on behalf of their guests.
Yep, makes sense. Matt, you probably don't want me to take this thing over as usual, at least not for the entire time. I was going to ask about the effectiveness of bookings, and if I'm an innkeeper, you know, how would I know whether B&B Finder's getting me bookings or whatever? Maybe hit upon that real quick, and then we can kind of move on with our topics. Matt can reel us back in here.
Sounds
good. That's a great question, and thanks for bringing that up. Because yeah, I would say, you know, in my 22 years of experience, if there's one thing, you know, that has challenged the industry over all the years, it's really, you know, understanding exactly or as exactly as you can where all of the business is coming from for a particular property. I've always said that it doesn't necessarily matter what you spend on advertising. What matters is what you're getting from your advertising based on what you spend. And so, you know, nowadays, there's a lot of great technology out there that can support what we are doing for properties by giving them, you know, the data and the analytics that help them, you know, see where their business is coming from. And I would say, you know, not every innkeeper is at that level sophistication wise with their tracking data and understanding all of that. And even today, it's still pretty difficult to do because, you know, there's a lot of different ways that properties get business. I guess one of the best tools folks use is Google Analytics. So at B&B Finder, when a property is working with us, we link directly to their website. We link directly to their booking engine on their website. We show their phone number for their property. It's not, you know, some phantom phone number that rings into some call center. You will be calling the property. we link to the property's email address. So if you want to, you know, reach out to the property through email, you can click the email link and send that innkeeper an email through B&B Finder. We link to all of our members' social media channels. So if they have a Facebook page or, you know, a Twitter account or a Pinterest board or an Instagram or a YouTube channel, we're going to link out to the properties that way too. So, you know, in light of that, it can be, I would say, difficult for a property to, you know, really be able to see what B&B Finder is doing for them. You know, the most clear and concise way, I would say right now, is through the B&B Finder gift card program. So we have gift cards, we sell those, and they're redeemable at any one of our participating properties. And so when a traveler stays with one of our members and is using a B&B Finder gift card, it's pretty apparent that that person came to them by way of B&B Finder because they have one of our gift cards. But beyond that, there's a lot of folks these days are now, you know, have gotten to a level of sophistication within their Google Analytics where Google is able to tie revenue from their online bookings back to the last referring source. So if, you know, somebody does a search for a bed and breakfast on Google and they, you know, end up on B&B Finder and then they click through to that property's website and they spend, you know, $500 on a booking, Google Analytics with their e-commerce or revenue tracking can tie that $500 online booking back to B&B Finder as the source. And so that's, you know, also, I would say another pretty obvious way in which, you know, innkeepers can see how we are sending them business. You know, beyond that, it does get a little trickier. You know, we certainly, if, you know, someone's going to email you and mention B&B Finder or they call you and mention B&B Finder, that's another way that, you know, an innkeeper can understand that that, you know, reservation is potentially coming from us or at least has been influenced by us. But, you know, I think talking with innkeepers over the past 22 years, if there's one thing that's, you know, pretty consistent, you know, you talk to a lot of innkeepers who say, oh, I ask all my guests where they found me. But they also agree that, you know, universally, they get typically one of three answers, that being, I found you on the internet, or I found you on Google, or I found you through TripAdvisor, which, you know, has kind of become go-to source for unbiased traveler reviews. But that doesn't always give the owner of the property the most complete picture. There have been all kinds of studies, you know, over the years that say that, you know, the average traveler goes to X number of websites over the span of X amount of time as they research and book their travel. And so I think, you know, for an inn owner, you know, you kind of have to be out there in all of these different potential places where one of your potential guests is going to find you. And now with B&B Finder ranking so well in the search engines, I think, you know, we are in a lot of cases going to be one of those stops along the way as that person is, you know, building their case to want to stay with you. But that also may mean that the person, you know, might have been on B&B Finder and, you know, but then went to another website and ultimately booked with the property. And so in that Google Analytics data, you may not necessarily see that reservation was influenced by B&B Finder. There are ways to do that in Google Analytics through what they call assisted conversions, where you can kind of see a couple of different sites assisting on the same reservation, but it's not that last click or direct revenue. So as we continue to grow and build out what we're doing here at B&B Finder, we want to try to make it more and more clear to our members, you know, how guests are finding them through us. And we're starting to hear a lot more from, you know, marketers in the industry, but also our members, that they're seeing a lot more business coming from us too. So we're really encouraged by, you know, what we're doing and the path that we're on and kind of the strategy that we're following to make all that happen. But it's definitely a challenge for properties too, because everybody out there wants your money, you know, advertise here and we're going to, you know, send you reservations this way and that way and every other way possible. Innkeepers are so busy themselves that, you know, it can be, I think, challenging to kind of really get in deep to all the data. One thing I've said to innkeepers over the years that I think resonates really, really well with them, and it's meant to be funny, but, you know, I don't think there's an innkeeper out there that realized that they needed a PhD in digital marketing when they bought their inn. And, you know, nowadays, I would say fortunately or unfortunately, that's almost what you need, because it used to be pretty straightforward. You know, you advertised in the yellow pages, You might advertise in the newspaper, that kind of thing. But now it's all, you know, bits and bytes and data and website, you know, and it's, that's not always the forte of an innkeeper, you know? And so I've talked to a lot of folks who I think, you know, get into it and realize, oh, wow, you know, there's a lot to know here. And there's so many great, you know, vendors in the industry that has really helped the industry kind of get up to speed on all of that, but it's still, it can be pretty overwhelming. And so, yeah, we're trying to, you know, help in every way that we can. But, you know, I would say one of the challenges is, you know, truly understanding where you're getting all your business from, for sure.
Yeah, attribution's obviously hugely important. And like you say, it's got to be difficult for the innkeeper to try to figure it all out. You know, where do I invest the money and that sort of thing? So yeah. We were talking about kind of where you're going. That's probably a good segue. Matt, you want to get us back on track or what?
Yeah, no, that sounds good. Yeah, perfect segue right there. And I know, Tim, you and I talked about this a little bit before we hit the record button. So tell us about your gift cards program.
Yeah, so we do have a gift card program. It's a really popular program, gosh, in particular during the pandemic when folks were pretty locked down and not traveling so readily, you know, but still thinking about traveling. We were selling a lot of gift cards, you know, the gift of future travel. And so it's what we love our program. And we think, you know, it's a great program for innkeepers. To kind of give a little bit of the history there, we had a gift card program at bedandbreakfast.com and it charged properties, you know, 20% of the value of the gift card. So if I showed up at your property with a $100 gift card, you would realize $80 on that $100 gift card. Now, a lot of times, you know, it was a $100 gift card that was going towards, let's say, a $300 reservation where, you know, they're only paying for $100 using the gift card. So it wasn't, you know, a 20% commission on the reservation. It ended up effectively being more like a 6 or 7% commission on the reservation, if you think of it like that. But inevitably, you know, there were challenges with operating that gift card program. And, you know, a lot of those challenges related to that commission on the gift card. So here at B&B Finder, when we bought the company did have a gift card program and it was charging a 15% commission on the gift cards. And, you know, one of the things we were hearing from travelers was just that, yeah, I've got this, you know, gift card and gosh, I can't wait to use it, but I'm not seeing as many properties as, you know, I might like to use my gift card at. And so one of the, you know, obstacles there certainly was that commission on those gift cards. So back in December of 2020, to try to, you know, open the program up to a lot more properties and make it, let's say, a lot more palatable to a lot more of our members, we eliminated that 15% commission. And so instead, nowadays, our program charges just a 3.5% processing fee on the gift card, which is what covers our cost of selling the gift card and is pretty similar to what a property might pay to run somebody's credit card themselves. So, you know, I think a lot of properties pay anywhere from 2 to, you know, 3% to run a credit card, depending on the credit card and depending on whether you key it in or swipe it, that kind of thing. So now our gift card program is just charging that 3.5% processing fee. So, you know, if someone redeems a $100 gift card at your property, you're going to realize $96.50 there, which, you know, again, is much like what you pay to charge someone's credit card. So that's opened it up to a lot more properties being willing to and open to accepting our gift cards. And it's made it a lot more seamless for travelers using those gift cards too, because they're, you know, naturally having a better experience finding more properties that are open to these. And we're actually really excited because here, either at the end of this week or early next week, or perhaps even over this weekend, we're actually getting ready to launch our brand new gift card platform. So as we continue to, you know, build out B&B Finder and add all the features and functionality that, you know, we feel it should have to give our members and travelers the best experience possible, we've redesigned our gift card program from the ground up. And so once this launches here, our members are going to much more easily be able to look up the balance of a gift card, you know, without having to wait to hear back from us what the balance of that gift card is. So, you know, on the fly, 24/7, you know, any day of the week, they can just log in here and see what the value of your gift card is so that they know, okay, this is a valid gift card and yes, I should take this. Not only that, but they'll be able to, you know, redeem that gift card right there online seamlessly as well. So that's going to make life, I think, a lot easier for innkeepers, a lot easier for us too, without having to manually, you know, respond to each of those inquiries. And so this is something that's been worked on now, gosh, for over a year. And we are now, within the next week, going to be launching it. So we're very, very excited about it. But then on the other side of it too, I think it's also, you know, frankly, going to help us sell a lot more gift cards too, because boy, I would use the word beautiful when talking about this new platform that we're launching. I mean, it is so stunningly nice, in my opinion, just looking at, you know, the whole process and flow of buying a gift card and the options to buy the different, you know, gift cards that we offer, whether it be, you know, a picture of, you know, flowers in spring, or, you know, a picture of a lodge, you know, covered in snow in the wintertime. There's all kinds of different themes that you can use, you know, on the face of the gift card to kind of represent what, you know, is kind of your idea of nice little getaway. But, you know, these cards, they can be bought in any dollar amount and then be redeemed basically as cash towards the stay at any one of our participating member inns. And then the way the property gets paid is we pay our members twice a month on those gift cards via ACH funds transfer directly into their bank account. And so if you redeem a gift card between the 1st and the 15th of the month, we're going to wire that money into your account within the first 5 business days of the 15th of the month. And if you redeem a gift card in the latter half of the month, we're going to pay you the amount on that gift card within the first 5 business days of the new month. And so it's real easy to, you know, get paid, and you don't have to, you know, take a check to the bank and deposit it. You just, the money shows up in your account. And so we're, I would say, vastly improving our gift card program and super excited to get it out there here over the next week.
Sounds awesome. Sounds like a great program. And now you've given Matt the idea for the holidays are coming up, Matt. So
there you go. That's,
you know, right. You can choose the amount. It can only be $5, but you know, whenever you're ready, just send it my way, Matt.
Yeah, man, you got it. You got it. But I want it to be a surprise. So it might be more than $5. So let's see.
That would be a surprise. That would be a surprise. Right.
Yeah. That'll get you, you know, more than a bagel and a cup of coffee in the morning there.
That's
hey,
right.
Fine with me, man.
Yeah, no, we're very excited about it. It's been a long time coming, and it's really for us just kind of the next, you know, phase in our evolution here as B&B Finder. You know, we still have more that we're going to be doing, you know, in other parts of the business, whether it's our Inns for Sale section. We actually have an app coming out here soon, which we are super excited about as well. It's an iOS app. And that's, you know, honestly, it's one of the things we always wanted when we were at bedandbreakfast.com, and we never had an app. So we'll be launching our own app here for B&B Finder here in the coming months as well. We're working on that right now, and I've seen it. I've got it on my phone in beta, and it's a pretty slick app as well. So basically just creating all kinds of new ways for folks to find professionally operating inns through B&B Finder. And so that's, I would say, kind of a little teaser as to what's coming next for us is our app once we wrap things up here on our new gift card platform.
Sounds awesome. Sounds like you all are doing a lot of good stuff and extending the functionality of and the service of what you provide to your customers. So that's cool.
Yeah. And I was just going to say, it's going to keep going. We are so committed to what we are doing here. And to a lot of us, this doesn't even feel like work because we love what we do and we love who we're doing it for. And so it's a lot of fun to, you know, do this kind of thing and get this, you know, new stuff out there and try to make it better for everybody. So
yep, that's great. And as a guest, I really appreciate that because, again, you know, we're, my wife and I are huge bed and breakfast people, and this was needed for sure. So,
well, and, you know, honestly, there's nothing really that exists any longer like this.
Right.
You know, there are smaller companies out there that, you know, do things like what we do here in the United States, but not necessarily globally facing. You know, we want to be the global leader for, you know, inns and B&Bs, and we think we can do it. So we're, you know, well on our way.
That's a good goal. Cool. All right, Matt, you want to lead us out?
Sure, absolutely. And this concludes this Frictionless Innkeeper podcast interview with Tim Wilson, who is the director of sales at B&B Finder, which is building the largest online platform for direct and commission-free bookings for professionally operating inns, B&Bs, and small boutique lodging. And our podcast is brought to you by the Frictionless Guest app, which helps you to improve your guest stay without adding more to your day. Learn more about it at frictionlessguest.com. And Tim and Steve, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks so much for having me, guys. This was a lot of fun, and I've really enjoyed getting to know you guys and getting to do this with you. So really, thanks so much for reaching out for this opportunity. We really appreciate it.
Yep, we do too, Tim. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.